I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to have you stand and join with me in reading Proverbs 17:17. It will be taken from the New American Standard Bible, but this one scripture reads similar through all the translations. Proverbs 17:17. And it simply says, a friend loves at all times. Yeah. And a brother is born for adversity. Yeah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us over yesterday. Yeah. And to giving us today. Yeah. We don't know if there will be a tomorrow. So today, I'm going to give you my everything. Because some people didn't get it today. Yeah. But for whatever reason, you saw fit that we should. So how dare we keep quiet on a God who brought us over. Yes. Who made a way out of no way. Yes. Thank you, Lord God, for being that friend and brother. Lord God, open the hearts of those who will be ready to receive your word. Let this be what they have been in need of. I know that you're able, and I know that you can do it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. It reminds me of that great evangelist who goes by the name Houdini. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. That's an interesting question. We all desire friendship, desire companionship, someone who's going to walk with us and talk with us. But do you know what you're really asking for? Which leads me to this topic, understanding what you have. It's one thing to know what you have, but do you understand what you have? It's one thing to know who God is, but do you truly understand what having God in your life means? Friends, we know we want them, but do you understand what comes with that? The Bible says that the friends loves at all times, unconditional. No matter what, that friend's going to be there through the ups, through the downs, when you're doing good and you show enough doing wrong. That friend is still there. Friends can be broken down into three categories. One is a confidant, one who you can spill your secrets to, knowing that they will hold on and cherish and protect. Don't expect them to reveal the things you told them. You can give them your plans and know they're going to be right there by your side. They're going to be there step by step, every step of the way. And you expect that friend, that confidant, not to betray your trust. And so then I ask, why do you put that much pressure on that friend? You are making a friend out of someone who's imperfect. Someone who's human. And I always use the thought, I can't believe that they told my secret. If you couldn't keep your secret, why do you expect them to keep your secret? But you know that confidant standing shoulder to see me through this, who was there for you before you had anything, fall from grace and they still there. You have your constituents. Those are the ones who are with you because you serve a purpose. They're with you because they believe what you believe. Not because of you, but because they share the same belief. Your constituents, they agree with what you're trying to do. They see your agenda that it helps them to reach their goals. And we sometimes confuse them as a confidant because they was with you in the beginning because you spoke what they wanted to hear, and they're going to be with you as long as you can get them where they need to go. But with constituents, like you see in law, Congress, Senate, who have their constituents, they get booted out of office because someone said something better. And the person who voted for you the first time might not vote for you the second time because the new guy, the new woman, said something better. And you had that constituent. They're only there for you because they agree with what you say. And so they'll walk with you. But until somebody else comes with something better, they'll leave you. Then you have your compadres, the ones who are ready to fight and go to war with you. They're with you not because they like you, they're with you not because they agree with you, but they're with you because they are against what you are against. In other words, frenemies. They don't like you, can't stand you. But they also don't like the person you don't like. And so y'all come together against that person. Y'all come together against that agenda. And you thought that they were your friends. No, 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 no. They're with you because they are against what you are against. And so y'all teamed up to come against that thing. And once you bring that thing to resolution, they back to hating you. Because they was only with you because they was against what you were against. Your frenemies. So how does a friend become a friend? That's a good question. In order to become a friend does not happen just like that. You meet somebody, we're friends. No, you're not. Don't confuse friendly with friends. Just because they're friendly doesn't mean they're your friend. Just because I help you out don't mean we got it like that. I helped you out because that's who I am. That's what I like to do. And you thought because I helped you in this situation, you get to come to my house. No, 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 no. Don't confuse friendly with friends. And a lot of us get caught up with that. Well, they were nice to me. Why were they nice to you? They were nice to you because that's just who they are. But it does not mean y'all have a closeness. Friendship is built on experiences, commonalities. Someone who you didn't meet, you didn't know, y'all came together, started talking, started hanging out, discussing things like, huh, I think I like this person. And y'all begin to build, and the relationship becomes stronger and stronger, and they become your friends. But because of social media, we got friendship messed up. You think all those friends on Facebook are your friends. They only became your friend to see your post because all your posts are not public. So if I make the private post, in order for me to see those posts, I have to become your friend. So I can get the real insight on you. And so see what's really going on with you. And just because they like you or like your post does not mean they like you. They like what they saw. Yeah. They like what you gave them.
Yeah.
That's why you got to be careful, young people. what you say, what you wear, what you put out there. And you think because they hearted it, they like you. No, they like what they saw. And what you advertise is what they liked. And we confuse that, trying to get everybody's attention, trying to get everybody's likes, and they think that we're friends. No. Friendship is built going through something. A friend, the Bible says, loves at all times. Do you know what you're asking for? Because if you're loving at all times, that means I'm with you through the good, through the bad. That means I can talk to you with the good intentions, and I have the right to admonish you.
Yeah, come on.
The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. Which means you have to be of the same substance. Can I go deeper, please? The same substance, which means iron cannot be sharpened by gold. It has to be sharpened by the same thing it is made of. That's why we need to be careful, men and women. When I hear women say, I can't stand girls, that's why all my friends are men. Because women are messy. I know some, that's why some of y'all laugh, because y'all know exactly who y'all are. I have, most of my friends are men. Tell me, how is that man making you a better woman? Men, I have mostly women as friends. How is that woman making you a better man? I have become better because of a woman. But I did not become better for that, because that woman is like me. Because of her, I got better. When I had a daughter, it made me change some things. When I had my son, it made me grow up, mature, because of them. But they did not make me stronger. I need another man to mentor me, to guide me, to put me in check, to make me stronger.
Yeah.
So it is with women.
Yes.
You need another woman who's going to get you to where you need to be. There are just some things a man can't relate to. There's some things a woman can't relate to when it comes to a man. And I know today's whole thing, everybody's independent and everybody's the same. No, everybody is not. Men and women are not the same. Yes, we may be able to be on the same level intellectually, mentally, all those things, but physiologically and biologically, no, you are not. People who work out, like this brother here, hitting the gym. And he have seen women in that gym too. Well, I can do what he can do. I can lift what he lifts. No, she can't. So she had to get testosterone, an abnormal amount of testosterone to do what he can do. And then her voice started to change. Her voice got deeper. Started to get hair in places that she didn't want that hair. Started losing hair. Trying to be what he is. And lost what she was. Same thing with the man. Commonalities, building. So, the thing about a friend, they can correct you, and they're doing it out of love. If all your correction feels good, they are not your friends. They feel nice. That's not a friend. A friend causes friction. Like iron on iron causes friction. That's how it becomes stronger and sharper, because of the friction. But the friction is done out of love and out of respect, because I see something in you that you don't see in you. I'm trying to get you back on the right path. So if you're just looking for people in your life that's going to make you feel good, then you are not looking for a friend.
Come on.
A friend loves at all times.
Yes.
When I don't see you, I'm calling you. I'm checking up on you. Make sure how everything's going great for you. But then it says a brother. And a brother is born for adversity. They were made for this. What is it about a brother? We look at it biologically. You are my brother. You are my family because we share blood. But I've learned that because you're family doesn't make you family. I've learned that because we are related, it does not mean we're relatable. And if you don't believe me, go to your next family reunion. You're like, I know. They're not family. They're going, because we share the same lineage and the same blood that flows through our body, you expect them to be there for you. But they're supposed to be there for me. They're my brother. They're my sister. That's my aunt, my mom, they dad. They're supposed to be there. But you will find some of your most heartache and pain will come from your family. So then, is there really a brother? Because the Bible says a brother is born out of adversity, which means they were made for this moment. But a brother is not necessarily a friend. A brother can come out of nowhere. Have you ever had somebody who showed up in your life when you needed them, and then you don't know what happened, they got you through, and they were gone? You can't even remember their name, but you just know it's just, this person just came and got me through. Or there may be somebody, you just look at that person, just something about this person. That's the brother that was born for the situation that you're going through. But what about the friend? Yeah, the friend was there. But was the friend born for the adversity you're going through? I look at situations, we talk about how your issues come to make you stronger. You went through this because it's there to make you stronger. I've only lived 46 years. I know I don't look like it, but 46, and I've learned that I don't know if the situation made me better. When I look at a situation that came from the devil, he is not trying to make me devil better. He's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
He's trying to destroy me. When God allows a situation to happen, he's trying to reveal to me. So in other cases, I can't say for me. I can't say the situation made me better. But the reason why I got better is because of who was there with me during the situation. Because there are some people who are going through things right now that you like, that's it? That's all you're going through? That's what you're crying over? Because it's not necessarily the situation. It's who do they have with them going through that situation. That's why that song made sense to me now. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, the situation was too much, but I got through it because who was on my side? I got through it because I had a God I can call on in the midnight hour. I got through it because I had friends in my life who came and checked on me, who saw that I wasn't feeling good. So they said, hey, let me come sit with you and just talk with you. We can talk it out, pray it out, cry it out, no matter what it is, but I am here with you. And when I got over it, I became stronger, not because of the situation, but because who was there with me.
Yeah.
And people are being taken out and losing their mind and dying because they had nobody to go through it with them. That's why you need a friend. And that's why they love at all times. But now we have a problem. Because we have ended friendships. Because you said you will always be there for me. And when I needed you most, you were not there. And you ended it. And you don't talk. And some of you stopped coming to church because the church hurt. And you end this thing with your family and your so-called friends. Because if you really care for me, if you really love me like you said you did, then where was you when I needed you? When I was sick and I got no phone calls? When I lost my job and my mind was out of whack, and every time you call, I come running. But then when I needed you, where were you? And you ended that friendship. So then, was they really your friend then? Because the Bible says a friend loves at all times. So was the friend the problem that didn't show up, or were you the problem? I think you may have been the problem. Well, how's that? I'm glad you asked. You could possibly be the problem because you was waiting for a friend to join you in a situation that they was not equipped to handle. The Bible says a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. That friend prayed for you, they was there for you, but there are just some things that they were not built for.
Yeah.
And you ended that friendship because they wasn't there. Now, what would have happened if they was there? We get so caught up in our situation and our mess that we only look at ourselves and not them, and never took into account, what if they had showed up? How was I going to protect them in a situation they wasn't built for? And we have friends who have fell apart, who have mind have been shattered. We made it out, but they didn't. They came to help us, but they came into a situation that they were not built for. And though you came out, they didn't. And now they're broken trying to help you because you was giving a pity party, making them feel guilty for not being there. And so now they're broken because they wasn't built for that.
Yeah.
Yes, though they wasn't there for that situation, but they were still on the sidelines praying and praising, being a cloud of witnesses on your behalf. But they wasn't built for that.
Yeah.
That's why God sends a brother who was born for that. Maybe someone you didn't have a strong relationship with. That's why you need to be careful who you put your mouth on, because that could be the brother you needed to get you through that situation. And just because that person was there for that situation does not mean they were built for this situation. So that being said, how many relationships need to be repaired today? Because you thought they wasn't your friend because they wasn't there. But you never took into account that maybe they were still praying for you. You may not have heard for them, but God still heard their prayers for you.
Yeah.
And you thought because you didn't see them that they wasn't there. Who are you to think the world is all about you? We forget that the friends has a life too. They have things they're going through too. And so they're supposed to drop everything they're doing for you. So what we do is we put them where God is supposed to be. Yes, we do. We hold each other to a higher standard than we do God. How can I say this? You see a person all the time. And because they wasn't there for you that one time, you done with them. You serve a God you have never physically seen. You have prayed to a God who you still have not heard from yet. And yet you're still praying, you're still believing, you're still trusting. But that one friend missed that one phone call and you done with them. Yeah. And you see them every day. Come on. That's why the Bible says, how can you love a God whom you have not seen? And hate your brother who you see all the time. Why do we put each other above God? Why do we put them to a higher standard than God? If you can still serve God who you have prayed and yet have not heard from, you know he's there. You know he can do it, but you're still waiting. But we don't give each other that same grace. And we're imperfect. And you're expecting perfection. So then that means, are you really the friend? So if you are a friend that loves at all times, or looking for a friend that loves at all times, you also have to be that friend that loves at all times. And be willing to admit that, you know what, I can't do this for you. And be okay with it. And even if that friend tries to guilt trip you, if you know you're not built for that, don't break yourself trying to be something that you're not. Yeah. There are just some things I can't do for you, but I'll pray for you. I'll try to meet you where I can. Yeah. But I'm not going to overextend myself trying to be a God that I am not. And for every situation that I cannot do for you, there's a brother that God is sending. But you have to be open to receive from that person that God is going to send as your brother, who's going to send as your sister. And it could be an unlikely person. That's why you must remain open and keep your mouth off people. Because you never know, that could be the person that God is going to use to get you through. So as sometimes I'm going to be a friend, as sometimes I'm going to be a brother, but I know a man who's a friend and a brother. I know a man that while we were yet his enemy, he died for us. He was born into this world for our adversities that we caused, born for our sins, born for our iniquities, and took it all upon himself. And then he became our friend because he rose 3 days later with all power in his hand. And became our friend because he's with us during the good times. He's with us during the bad times. He's our friend because I can call on him when I can't see him. And I know that he hears me. He sits on the right hand of the Father, answering our prayers, meeting our needs. I can't be both. But we serve a God that can. And all you have to do is open up Give him your heart. Relinquish your will. Walk in his way and his understanding. And I promise you, you will forever have a brother and a friend. When it comes with each of us, be gracious with each other. For those friendships that were ended unnecessarily, be humble enough to fix it. For trying to make them something they were never meant to be. To understand that they didn't leave you because they wasn't there. They can only do what they can. When it's too hard for them, it is never too hard for God. May God bless you. May God keep you.